first time I saw her was on the wash. She is opposite the entrance to Boswell Pits. I was fishing, night fishing on a Friday evening, and as I was tackling up, I heard a bit of thrashing along the reed bed, and not pop an otter. And from that day, I've virtually seen them every Friday evening since. Even groups, two or three, have come up. I'd imagine they were a female and two cubs, whether they call them cubs, I don't know.
Amazing. So the first time I saw an otter, in fact the only time I've seen an otter in Ely, was very late in October in 2006. And I remember it very distinctly because I'd been meaning to get some sloes to make sloe gin. I was waiting for the frosts, and then a friend at work told me, you don't have to wait for the frosts to make the sloes porous enough to make the gin. You just have to bring them home, pick them when they're ripe, and then freeze them. And then they'll work just as well. And it was a great year for sloes. I wanted to get out and pick some. And it was last thing in October, October evening, last light of the day, and we were coming down the bridge between the two pits, all four of us, and my children and my wife, and saw these very obvious big ripples right in the middle of the main pit, and thought, that's a dog swimming, it's enormous, and then looked closer with binoculars and realised it was a dog otter, and we sat and watched it for a good 5 minutes as it was ambling around before the light more or less completely faded. By the stage, of course, we'd forgotten to go and collect the sloes. And that's when I really realised what a special place Roswell was. So I haven't seen any more living otters since then, probably because I tend to be about in the daytime and the otters tend to be nocturnal, obviously. But I've seen a few dead otters, which is very sad. I think I've seen three now, and ironically, the last of those was just this morning, where all the others have been, which is killed on the road between the settling ponds out towards Queen Adelaide and the river, where they cross the very busy road there. There was just a young, quite small otter dead by the road there this morning, killed overnight, lying in its own blood. And it's very sad to see that, given how special they are. They get taken off by the Environment Agency for forensic analysis, both to confirm how they died, and also to age and sex them, and I think they do some tissue sampling as well. So there's quite a good record, sadly, of the dead otters that turn up here. Quite a lot's known about them in due course.
But you got much happier then, which I've seen otters.
Oh yeah, seen on Roswell Pits over on what we call the loop line. It's seen them coming in. Most of the time, it's just the bubbles when they come towards the bank, and then you hear the disturbance underneath the trees and the brambles and whatnot, and that happens quite often. And but down on the wash as well, I've seen most of them, and you're up close, and it's just nice to see them playing about, seeing a mother and child in the snow playing there, which has been good. But that's been during the day as well, playing in the snow. So it's not. It's not always in the evenings. I think any weather is quiet. They'll come out, even on the River Store. I've seen a lot of otters about there on my little adventures out with a fishing rod. So, yeah.
And do they take your fish?
No, they're not that brave. No, but we do find corpses of fish quite often around Roswell Pits. But if you go on the clay pit, what we call clay between two islands, generally get nearer to the side where you can see the Vetan, you get the odd dead fish or something there, and the Vetan swan mussels, even in the far corner.
Okay.
There's been some by the road bridge.
Separated
two.
So we found some of those before. We weren't quite sure if it was otters or it was rats.
No, I've been told by, what's his name?
Cliff.
I think they've got quite a varied diet. I mean, in crayfish now on their menu, and there's plenty of crayfish about. So, and even over where, well, saying on the loop line, where I think the hole is, you find a few there.
Right. It's on the bank right next to our
bank,
land.
Yeah.
Seems. So we need to go out and have a good look.
Yes,
exciting. I think it's about 18 months ago I saw that one.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually seen it coming. I've seen the otters in that area.
Yeah,
but actually seen it twice in one day. Here it go out and it's in the bubbles coming through, but then it come up into the hole. It's been fun.
And there's lots of otter spraint about it, isn't there?
On the washers, even with Cliff, he was showing me. Every time I go out now, I do have a good look around.
Yeah.
I mean, the first lot I thought was spraints were actually from the owls, where they regurgitated the stuff. Yeah. Now I've had a bit of time with Cliff and he's showing me. I've been fishing up the surf since 5 years now.
Right.
Since over the 5 years. I've noticed that. And even the other anglers, they all talk about me because the anglers tend to have a real hatred for us, but they don't affect the fishing.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish out there.
And it seems from talking to some of the people who've been looking at the natural history here for quite a long period that they were scarcer 20 years ago and that they've become more common and that mink seem to have correspondingly become scarcer.
Yeah, I think so. I've never seen any mink when Roswell Pitt's saying. I know a couple of friends have seen by the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
But they've only seen one.
I've seen one alive there, and that was before I saw an otter, so back in 2004, 2005, something like that. And I've seen two dead ones on the road.
Yeah.
The same place as the otters.
Oh.
But they're not seen as often as otters, I don't think.
There's more people night fishing now.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people out looking.
Yeah.
The environment's so much better now as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I would guess that they did decline quite a lot here in the 60s and 70s with DDT, a combination of DDT persecution and habitat being gradually becoming worse without any active management for them, whereas at least you've got some active management to encourage otters back now.
Yeah.
It's things not so much immediately around Roswell, but in many of the drainage areas around the further afield, it's to do with putting in back in some habitat features into the drainage ditches so they're not all completely straight, allowing some vegetation and some cover in there, retaining some willows and so forth, so there's likely to be holts and so forth, and in addition putting in artificial holes. So those are all sorts of things that Cliff's involved with the drainage board and rolling that out across the wider area here. And that, I'm sure that's part of their ability to recover here quite so well.
I mean, if you've got three dead ones, I've heard of two in the last year. They got their territory, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which is quite a large area, so there must be numbers of otters around.
Yeah.